You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome for those of you that are just joining us. I want to remind you, stay focused on our wonderful Creator. And you cannot go wrong. And this is the problem. Many people, they get sidetracked. They get sidetracked. And as I say often, the senses that we have led us astray. Our sin, just like when Adam and Eve, right? When Adam and Eve were in the garden, and Yahweh made all these amazing trees of fruit, many, not just one. He said, you could eat all these fruits, but the one. And we don't know for sure the color of it back then, but the apple, whether it was an apple or a fig, let's say it was an apple, that's what most translations will assume. And let's assume it was a red one, a nice shiny red apple. Tempting apple. Why would Yahweh make something so appealing to our eyesight that He didn't want us to desire? Right? I'm going to ask you that again. Why would Yahweh make something so appealing to our eyesight that He didn't want us to desire? Now let's look at this for a second and think about this. And think about the image of this appealing thing that our senses will make us desire, that Yahweh never wanted us to desire. Did He create a fault in our system, in our senses or something? Why does He want us to taste? Why did He make certain things taste good that He never wanted us to taste or get addicted to? You know, so we ask ourselves these things and wonder and ponder these things. At least I do. But then you can't forget what we're leaving out. Satan. See, Yahweh told Adam not to go near or touch the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Don't touch it. You know, you could have all the other, don't touch this tree. Don't eat this fruit. And Adam told Eve, don't go near that tree. Don't touch that fruit. So we don't know how obvious the fruit was. We know the tree was in the middle of the garden, but I've grown fruit where the fruit's hanging all over the tree, and I've grown fruit where you couldn't even tell if there was fruit on the tree, but there was. So we don't know to what degree the fruit was visible. But we do know Satan showed it to Eve and tempted her senses, tempted her visual sentence by her sense by her looking at it. But more important, something was stirred up in Eve on that very day that was the real problem. It was pride. It was pride. Up to that point, you had a very humble man in Adam. And I would assume up to that point, you had a very obedient woman in Eve. But Satan tempted Eve's pride. You will have all the knowledge that Yahweh has if you eat this. Look how beautiful this is. You will have and you will be. And it stirred up this pride, this prideful attitude in Eve. And what does it say in the scriptures about pride comes before destruction? So Satan knew her weakness and knows our weaknesses. But he needed more than that. He needed a visual thing to tempt her. Maybe he didn't need it, but he wanted it. He wanted as much as possible to persuade Eve. And he was successful. And it wasn't too long after that Adam and his decision-making decided, well, if she ate it and she's still here, I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing. And I would imagine that up to that point, Eve wasn't leading the way. I would assume that up to that point, Eve was submissive and not leading the way. But I will also assume that Eve was absolutely gorgeous to the eye and beautiful in every area. And we had pride stirred up in Eve by the devil, who used something that tempted her visual sight in this fruit. And then we had something in Eve that stirred something up in Adam, where he would disobey Yahweh to appease Eve. And I would only imagine, just knowing human nature, that there was a visual thing that helped that disobedience. And the enemy knows our weaknesses, right? And our Creator knows our strengths and weaknesses. Adam and Eve were naked before they had this wisdom and knowledge. They were naked before they had this wisdom and knowledge. So they didn't know to a degree things about ashamed, being ashamed or certain things like this. You can only imagine they had perfect physiques in their body, and we know that they were seeing each other naked all the time. It wasn't something that happened on a special occasion, but we knew that there was a lore or something between this woman and this food, and this man and this woman. So we knew there was some connection between these different things. I don't even know if they were aware about it, of it, but something happened when they ate the fruit. Their eyes were opened, it says. Their eyes were opened. So now Hosea says, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. So it doesn't mean there's no consequences if you don't have the knowledge. Adam and Eve didn't have certain knowledge at that point until they ate from the tree of knowledge. Now their eyes were opened. So now they had knowledge. So there were still consequences from their disobedience, even though they didn't have knowledge. But now they had knowledge. What am I getting at, folks? Fast forward these thousands of years later. The enemy is still tempting us through our visual senses. And our Creator set the example when we got the knowledge to cover our bodies completely. And the only person that should be seeing our bodies is our spouses. Our body parts and our bodies as our spouses. But he covered. You see, Adam and Eve covered themselves with just leaves. There wasn't any clothing. They just made these leaves to cover themselves. They knew wise enough to cover their so-called private parts with they say fig leaves. So this is to assume maybe it was a fig and not an apple, right? Maybe not, but they covered themselves. But Yahweh said no. He literally took the skins of an animal. Slaughtered an animal, the first death ever recorded. Slaughtered this animal, took the skins off this animal, Now, Yahweh had the opportunity to, like, literally make a coat made out of leaves or grass or something, but he didn't. You know, flax seeds, that's, you know, it's linen. Or you get sheep and flax seeds and stuff. You can get linen and make linen coats and things like this. Hemp, you can make ropes and things that have, Yahweh had the option to cover them and make them something out of these materials, but he didn't. What he did was he literally ripped the skin off an animal and covered them with the skin of an animal to cover their body, to cover them. It didn't look like a nice fancy fur coat. This is, now you're looking at animal skin. It most likely wasn't very attractive. It most likely wasn't very attractive. Fast forward today's times. Fashion and the fashion industry has done the same thing that Satan has done to Eve and Eve has done to Adam and tempted the prideful lust of men and women today to look a certain way and create wickedness. And it creates a tremendous problem because our pride is stirred up inside us. And it leads us to do things we should never do, that we should never do. And we have the knowledge today, but we still do it. So that's a big difference between us and Adam and Eve. They did something terrible. They disobeyed our Creator. But they truly had a lack of knowledge, even though they knew that they shouldn't eat it. Because until they ate it, they didn't have all this knowledge. We today have all this knowledge, and we still disobey. The Bible says to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. But this is happening today. And I think the core of Yahweh's desire for man is family, and Yeshua sets the example. In this, we have these metaphors or ideas in scripture of children, father, marriage, and all these ideas or metaphors or words of what it is, what marriage is, and what it means to have a relationship with your family and so on. And a structure that we should follow. The more we get away from that, the more of a problem we should have. Now, if we go back to the garden and we look at what was happening there, Adam was the head or the leader. Eve is the helpmate. She should have been by his side. He should have been her protector. From my understanding of scripture, when Satan spoke to Eve, Adam was right there next to her and didn't say a word. So this is a problem on several levels here. First of all, Adam should have spoken up immediately. If Satan tried to speak to Eve, Adam should have said no. You talk to me. You have something you need to say, you speak to me. Eve, on the other hand, should not have even replied to Satan. Eve should have said, no, you talk to my husband. That should have been the only reply. That should have been the only reply. So we see the great error of Adam and Eve before they even committed this great sin. They took things out of order and it created a tremendous problem. And because of the wicked, evil feminist movement today, people don't want to believe that the woman should stay silent and let the man speak in a situation like that. And we see the problem that this created. And that was the problem. And man and women, they were both guilty because they didn't fulfill their roles that Yahweh created them to fulfill. And you see, we fast forward to a time of today, we have all of these things into play. We have the seduction of the visual image. We have the prideful lust, and we have the taking things out of order. And we led to the breakdown of the family structure. And it's a big problem today because there aren't righteous people getting other righteous people to bring up a righteous family today. We have people, we have men and women led by lust of the eye and the flesh. We have men and women today that are start up in pride more than humility. And we have a complete disorder in the roles of men and women. And the enemy's having a field day with this, taking things out of order. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And as we could say, the creator takes something bad and turns it something good. Well, we could say the same thing about the enemy. The enemy takes something good and turns something bad. The social media today, or media today in general, you know, is a big problem. And we have a big problem in social media, which is even a bigger problem. And so I want to talk about this because the Bible says the second commandment, thou shall not, this is really important, and we need to comprehend this and think about this. And I don't see people talking about this, but it is an important subject. So the Bible says in the second commandment, thou shall not make a graven image. Thou shall not make a graven image. And some of you might think that that graven image is something that the Catholic people bow down to, or the yogi people pray to. You know, some of you people think that that's the only thing that these things are. But that's not the reality of these things, folks. The reality of these things are happening every day. When you turn on the news, men, and you see the weather, and you see the weather woman dressed like a prostitute, and you think you're interested in looking at the weather, who's always wrong anyway, but you're watching it. Different reason. There's many different ways to check the weather, but something has been stirred up in you to watch that news weather woman. Why did I have a woman doing the weather? You know, so we see these things. And then the makeup industry has learned how to further to incite and induce men to make graven women's out of certain graven images out of certain women. And ladies have this prideful desire to appease to men through the imagery and Photoshop and all these other filters and all these other things are leading us more and more and more away from humility and closer to the way of pride. And much of it happens through the visual, through the eyes, which we're commanded to not make ourselves an image, because that image or graven image, and that graven image often becomes our idol. And that idol today, back then it might have been that apple that Eve ate, but today that idol is often social media, and it's for men and women. Women have this prideful desire to post the most beautiful picture, and many times an exotic picture of themselves. So media is putting on many women in bikinis and all this other prostitute dress and all this fake up and all this stuff. And women themselves on social media are doing the same things. And men, in their lustfully fleshly desires, are seeking, replying to, and contacting and focusing on these particular pictures. It's a big problem today. You know, it says in Exodus 20, verse 4 and 6, you must not make yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I am Yahweh Elohim, I'm a jealous Elohim who will not tolerate your affliction. You will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. For any other gods. And I'm afraid that's what people are doing. That's what ladies are doing. And I won't even call them ladies. That's what females are doing when they're posting a public picture of themselves looking like this. And that's what men are doing when they're appreciating it and not denying and speaking out against it. It tells us, do not make yourself an idol in the form of anything that Yahweh has forbidden. And right in the beginning, in the garden, Yahweh has forbidden that men and women should walk around naked, should walk around revealing their body parts, right from the beginning. And men and women are making more than an idol, they're making a god out of this. And this has created a tremendous problem that a man or a woman would walk away from their own family, from their own children, that a man would go and spend his life's worth of earned income, that a woman would subdue to drugs and alcohol and all this other stuff and everything, and all these wickedness is happening for one reason and one reason only, because of forbidden image. Making themselves a graven image or an idol has destroyed the structure, and Satan has allowed that to happen. And our desensitivity to this makes it gets worse and worse and worse on a daily basis. And we're getting far and far away from humility and closer to pride every single day when we commit these terrible things. And I do say terrible. And those that are desensitized to this will say, now, you're just extreme, and you're taking this to the extreme. Deuteronomy 4, 16 and 18 says, so that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, in any figure. Do not make idols. Do not make idols. It says in Psalms 97:7, all who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him. All you gods, let me tell you this. Women today wanna be gods. And men today are treating them as such so. And this is creating a tremendous problem. We are told as men to love our wives like Yeshua loved the church. And that love is such a special, beautiful thing. Men of this world today are told to idolize exotic looking women and sexy and naked women and women that even look better than their wives or more sensuous than their wives and stuff. That's what the news teaches. That's what social media teaches. A man of Yahweh will see his wife and see the most beautiful thing ever, and nothing will distract him from that. A man of the world will look at every single woman out there and be sorry that he's even married, because he's making an idol out of the imagery of the women of this world. And Satan knows that. So he wants them to walk around naked. And these women love the pride and the attention and everything they're getting from it. So they continue to make themselves more exotic and sexy and naked more and more every single day. And they're so desensitized to that. If you took the average woman on television today, and you went back in time to when TV first started, even the 50s and the 60s and so on, and you put that woman today dressed like that on TV back then, you'd have an uproar by society. But today it's not enough. So they have cable channels so they could have more. Remember, do not make yourself idols and do not set up carved images. We need to be careful with this. We need to be careful the attention we're seeking and the attention we're giving. We need to understand this. And it's a dangerous thing, a dangerous thing. And when men and women get involved in social media, see, television is one thing and it's bad enough. Television is literally pornography today. It's telling you a vision. It's telling you a vision, and it's also telling you a lie. But then you have social media, which is allowing you to take it even further. And it's an awful thing. It's an awful thing. Women and men, when you contact strangers on the internet and reach out to these strangers on the internet, it's creating a tremendous issue, just not so much different than what Satan did to Eve and Eve allowing that to happen. And men, when you're allowing this to happen and partaking in this, you're standing next to Eve and letting Satan talk to your wife. When you put on your TV, men and women, mothers and fathers, and you're letting Satan come in your house and talk to your children through the imagery and the vision that it's telling them. And it's creating a tremendous issue. And it begins with these graven images. Yahweh says, I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. We think an idol is something that's carved out in stone or wood, because it says that in the scriptures. But then we see people today, literally people getting themselves carved out with their plastic surgery and their fake up and everything else. They're creating a certain image that doesn't even look like the way they were created. And it creates a tremendous problem. And then we pass that down to our children, because then our children start to idolize these people as well. And these images as well. Not only are you doing your terrible thing to your spouse, but you're passing it down to your children by allowing them to see your worship of these graven images and these things that we were never to look upon. And now children are idolizing things more than they're idolizing or more than they're honoring their mother and father. They're idolizing these terrible idols of the world.
Thank you for listening. This is part one of a two-part message. Please join us for part two tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
The dust was stained a crimson red beneath the shadow of that tree. The blameless one became our sin to set the prisoner free. A place of punishment and shame now set apart.